On today's Winning Cures Everything, it's bowl preview part number two. We already did the CFP. We already did the Veterans Bowl on Saturday night. Now, we got to go through all the games from December 17th through December 27th. So let's get to it.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
All right. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. This is Winning Cures Everything. It is a college football podcast, and we like to pick games around here. That's what we do. So we're picking against the spread every single bowl game. Let me go on and tell you, bowl spreads are highly, highly volatile. I'll go ahead and give you an example. Saturday night, I took Western Michigan +11.5. Saturday, when Gio Lopez was announced that he was not going to be in the game, that thing dropped all the way down to 6. So I took South Alabama -6, hit both sides of it. So you can do the same thing. Just pay attention to what's going on, because there will be more kids opt out. There will be more things happen. So just make sure that you're paying attention. All right, let's get into it. And we will start off with game number one. This one on Tuesday. West Virginia facing off against Memphis. West Virginia coach is out. Neil Brown, he has been fired. Rich Rodriguez is the new coach. He's not coaching in this one. So they will have an interim. Memphis opened as a 4.5-point dog. They are now a 4.5-point favorite. So this is what I was talking about lines being incredibly volatile. So currently, like Memphis, I've got them favored by 5.21 points. Spread based on the last 4 weeks, I've got them by 15.5. Yeah, Memphis played pretty well down the stretch. Just destroyed Tulane before Tulane went into the AAC championship game. You look at some of these numbers, number 44 in PPA margin, West Virginia number 111. Now, there is a huge difference in current strength of schedule, right? Memphis has played the number 114 strength of schedule, West Virginia number 56. But when you start looking into all the different guys that have opted out for West Virginia, Memphis, it looks like all their dudes are going to play. And it makes sense, because this bowl game's on December 17th. Why would you opt out for this one if you don't have a bunch of NFL draft prospects, if you're coming back next year, all that kind of stuff? Seth Hennigan, the quarterback, is going to play, and they have started like a hashtag for when one more for Seth or whatever it is. The issue for West Virginia here is their defense was really bad against the pass, as you see, number 131 in PPA allowed per pass. Memphis number 53. Memphis is number 17 in havoc allowed. West Virginia's defense number 118. They can't get to the quarterback. If Seth Hennigan is kept clean, he might not have any kind of problem whatsoever. Mario Anderson, it may play, may not play. We still don't really have any clear indication on that. But if he does play, Memphis pretty good at running the ball. On the other side, Memphis defense pretty good this year. Number 65 in PPA allowed per drive on defense. This West Virginia offense, number 63. I know it's moved a lot. We're still going to go Memphis here. So Memphis -4.5 is the direction that we're going on this one. Next one up, we're moving to Wednesday. The Boca Raton Bowl. James Madison facing off against Western Kentucky. This one is another one where the line is just moving all over the place. James Madison was at one point favored by 8.5. They have a backup quarterback playing because Alonzo Barnett is going to be out for this one. James Madison currently favored by 6.5 in this one. It was just announced today that Caden Beltkamp, or Veltkamp, however you want to say it, the quarterback for Western Kentucky, is going to play. And you will see a lot of guys that are in the portal from the Western Kentucky side. The reason for that, Tyson Helton, from everything that I understand, is one of those coaches that tells his guys, hey, go in the portal, see what you can get, but I still want you to play for us. So he understands the resources are in fact limited at Western Kentucky. So looking at this, Western Kentucky was pretty trash down the stretch. Their offensive line is having major issues. They've got a bunch of guys out with injuries on this one, so that could certainly be an issue, especially considering James Madison, while they have played just incredibly weak strength of schedule, number 127 in current strength of schedule, they are number 4 in the country in predicted points added allowed per drive. Yeah, Western Kentucky's offense is number 68, and if you look at it, they're really good at throwing the ball, number 29 in PPA per pass. The problem is they're number 60 in havoc allowed, but that has dropped off significantly from earlier in the season, especially over the past month, because the offensive line is not healthy. James Madison is number 3 in the country in PPA allowed per pass. So I expect this James Madison defense to be able to shut down Western Kentucky here. I know that Veltkamp is playing. I understand that. But if they can't keep him upright, that's going to be a problem. Now that this is down under a touchdown, I'll take James Madison minus the 6.5 on it, that one. Next up, the LA Bowl. Cal against UNLV. The current number is UNLV plus 1.5. This thing has moved all over the place, and the reason for it, the Cal offensive coordinator is out. He's been fired. Fernando Mendoza, the quarterback, he is in the transfer portal. The backup got hurt against SMU, I think it was. There's a lot of problems here. And at the same time, while I do like UNLV, because obviously I've got them favored here by 8.5, spread based on the last 4 weeks, I've got them by 7.5. UNLV is a really good team, but their coach is gone. Barry Odom left to take the Purdue job. With Cal giving Justin Wilcox and that defense, you know, multiple weeks to prepare for an opponent, typically I would go that direction. But I don't like Cal as a favorite. I don't know what Cal is going to do on offense. And UNLV is looking for their 11th win of the season, or 10th win, whatever it may be. 11th win. They're 10-3 right now, but it'll be their first bowl win since 2000. You start looking at some of these numbers, you're number 36 in PPA margin against number 59 for Cal. This UNLV defense is pretty good against everybody but like Ashton Jeanty, basically. Number 33 in predicted points added allowed per drive. The Cal offense is number 69. This Cal offense has not been able to run the ball all year. If you can't run the ball, then you're not going to be able to establish the pass against UNLV. Cal is number 54 in PPA per pass, but that's with Fernando Mendoza. UNLV's defense is number 30. If you can't throw on them and you can't run on them, what are you going to do? I don't expect a lot of opt-outs for UNLV. I think they want to win this game. They want to be the first team to win a bowl game since 2000. I think that the offense is going to be able to run the ball on Cal. I'm going to take UNLV. If they're a dog, I think they're going to win outright. So give me UNLV even without a coach, even without potentially Brennan Marion, because I don't think he's going to call the game. But that's the direction I'm looking there. So UNLV plus the 1.5 on that. All right, next up, the New Orleans Bowl. Sam Houston going up against Georgia Southern. And right now, Sam Houston, a 5.5-point dog. There's even sixes out there at a couple of different spots. I've got Sam Houston favored by 0.1 points. So to me, this is a pick'em. But Sam Houston, coach is gone. Casey Keeler has taken the Temple job. Bit of an issue for this one. I've got Georgia Southern favored by 3.5 based on stats from the last 4 weeks. This thing was 4.5. It jumped up to 6. It's sitting there, you know, 5.5, 6, somewhere around there. The Sam Houston offense is much better with Hunter Watson at quarterback, and it looks like he's going to play potentially, but you've got just a ton of portal guys for Sam Houston, and you don't know whether or not any of them are going to play. We have no clue. So this is, it's a shot in the dark, basically. Georgia Southern, the offense for them, well, let's look at overall. Number 59 in PPA per drive on offense. They are number 117 in PPA allowed per drive on defense. Sam Houston is the complete opposite. Really good on defense, but, I mean, the majority of their starters are in the portal. So how do you even begin to figure this out? Under typical circumstances, I would take Sam Houston as a dog, but they hadn't been very good. They are 6-6 against the spread this year, but went 9-3, and they did not finish out the year very well. The games that they did win, they didn't cover. So, you know, when they go up against better competition, they seem to not do so well, and I do think that Georgia Southern is better competition. I've got Georgia Southern power rated number 71. I've got Sam Houston number 89, and that's number 89 even with a 9-3 record. So while my numbers don't say it, because of the amount of guys that are in the portal, because of the special teams efficiency, which Georgia Southern is number 17 in this, I'm going to go with Georgia Southern minus the 5.5 here. I think that they've got more guys that want to play in this game, in my opinion. Just a guess. And the fact that they just got obliterated in last year's bowl game against Ohio, I don't think they want to go through that again. All right. The Cure Bowl. The Cure Bowl with Jacksonville State and Ohio. Two coaches that are already gone, two different programs. Tim Albin, the Ohio coach, took the Charlotte job. Rich Rodriguez, the Jacksonville State coach, he is back at West Virginia. So you've got two interim coaches here. Let me go on and just tell you, I've got Ohio favored by 0.5. My spread based on the last 4 weeks has got Ohio by 9.5. Jacksonville State can run the ball. Ohio, pretty good on defense against the run. And I say pretty good. They're number 5 in PPA allowed per rush, number 10 in yards allowed per rush, number 2 in rushing success rate allowed. Jacksonville State runs the ball 65% of the time. That's number 4 in the country for most offensive snaps that are running the ball. So, looking at this, I do think Jacksonville State's going to have some guys opt out or enter the portal, etc., right? But even if they didn't, Ohio has not had a single player enter the transfer portal. That is the kind of culture that Tim Albin has built. I don't know if he's told them, if you jump in the portal right now, I'm not going to take you to Temple. I don't know that they care. I don't know that any of these guys would want to go to Temple. But regardless, both of these teams are really bad strength of schedule, etc. I like Ohio a lot here. If you look at Ohio's offense, they are number 21 in PPA per rush. Jacksonville State is number 48. But if you start digging in, rushing success rate, Jacksonville State is number 83 in rushing success allowed. Ohio is number 32. Ohio runs the ball at nearly a 60% clip, number 13 most in the country. That's a lot. That's a lot. So offensive line yards, stuff rate, etc. And when you dive into power ratings, I've got Ohio number 58. I've got Jacksonville State number 73. And that's before you dive into coaching changes, etc. I am a fan of the Bobcats here. For whatever reason, they want to win their bowl games. And I think they're going to do the exact same thing here. They finally won the MAC. I don't think it's a letdown spot. I think that they are going to win this game. That's what I think. All right. All right, let me go ahead and tell you real quick about TicketSmarter. TicketSmarter.com, that's where you need to get your tickets. They are the best third-party ticketing vendor on the market. And it's a great Christmas present, right? Because everybody wants tickets to something. No matter what it is, they want tickets to concerts. They want tickets to AC/DC is going on tour. You can go get your tickets at TicketSmarter. You want tickets to the CFP games? TicketSmarter. Do yourself a favor. Save money each and every time that you buy tickets. Use the promo codes. WCE10 is going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. That is the best way to go about it. TicketSmarter.com. Save some money each and every time out. It's not a one-time sign-up bonus kind of thing. Go put in those promo codes and think smarter with TicketSmarter. Along with that, if you haven't already, go and check out the BetUS College Football Show. Myself, Parker Fleming, and Kyle Hunter. We talk about every single game on the board, especially during bowl season, but we talk about the most interesting ones, et cetera, during the regular season. We're going to keep this thing rolling again next year. So make sure that you are subscribed over there. There is a link in the description. Make sure you are subscribed over there.
excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
All right. Let's get this thing rolling again. And we're moving along. And where did we go? That's not the right game. All right. The Gasparilla Bowl. The Gasparilla Bowl. Whatever you want to say. Tulane against Florida. Tulane looked like complete garbage in the past two games. Against Army. Against Memphis. They just look like trash. And now their quarterback is gone. Ty Thompson is going to be the starter here. He's the backup. And he has run the ball a lot this year. I'm talking a ton. Darian Mensa has gone to Duke, Florida. A lot of guys injured, a lot of guys in the portal, etc. So they do have quite a few guys that are not playing. Florida has really good vibes right now. Tulane has really good vibes right now. This number is sitting at 14. Florida favored by 14. I think it's too many points. I know that Florida's got great vibes. This thing opened at 10.5. It's out to 14 now. And that's due in part to the fact that Darian Mensa is not playing. But Tulane, even with the two bad performances, number three in PPA per pass, I don't expect that to continue in this game because I don't think Ty Thompson is as good at throwing the ball as Darian Mensa. However, they don't throw the ball very much anyway. They only throw they throw the ball 39.02% of the time. They run it over 60% of the time, almost 61%. That's number eight in the country. Ty Thompson is really good at running the football. And when you look at this, offensive line yards, stuff rate, etc., Florida's got a bunch of defensive linemen hurt. They got a bunch of their front seven that are in the portal or injured or whatever. Tulane likes to pound the rock. And I think they're going to do the exact same thing here. Ty Thompson, this is a showcase game. He's already in the portal. He's looking for a new home, but he is going to start this game. He's going to play here. I expect him to do good things on offense. As far as the defense is concerned, DJ Lagway, of course, will be the starting quarterback for Florida. He has been for a while. Tulane, number eight in PPA allowed per pass. They haven't done so well against the run, but I don't think that Florida is going to be running the ball a bunch, right? And so I think 14 is just too many. I will take Tulane plus the 14 on that one. to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Coastal Carolina at home here, but they are acting as the away team in this bowl game. But Coastal Carolina faces UTSA. UTSA currently an 8.5-point favorite, and I'm surprised it's not more. Currently, I've got UTSA favored by 5.75. I've got UTSA favored by 11 with spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats. Again, that spread based on the last 4 weeks is highly volatile, so don't always necessarily go with that. Do your research. UTSA with Owen McCown at quarterback has really figured some things out. They do have some guys in the portal, but Coastal Carolina, both of their top two quarterbacks are in the portal, Ethan Vasco and Noah Kim. They're in the portal, and the third string guy has not attempted a collegiate pass. So these numbers, as far as throwing the ball, running the ball, etc., real tricky on this. This UTSA defense, they got defensive linemen for days. They are built to be able to stop the run, and that's what Coastal Carolina already did best. I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball, which is the weakness of this UTSA defense. If they can't throw the ball and they have to rely on the run, I don't think they're going to be able to do it on UTSA. UTSA's offense, on the other side, the numbers aren't great right now because they were just putrid to start off the season. I'm talking bad, bad. But they picked up towards the end of the year. Number 55 in PPA per pass. Well, this Coastal defense is number 98 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 98 in QBR allowed. UTSA is number 63. UTSA has got things absolutely rolling right now. And this UTSA defense, number 2 in defensive success rate allowed. Number 1 in defensive rushing success allowed. They are going to be able to stop Coastal Carolina. I like UTSA anything under 10, and honestly, probably anything under like 2 touchdowns, because I don't think Coastal Carolina is going to be able to score here. All right, moving along. The Potato Bowl. Fresno State Bulldogs and the Northern Illinois Huskies. And the number right now is Fresno plus 3. My number has Fresno favored by 2 here. My spread based on the last 4 weeks has got Northern Illinois by 1.75 or so. It's almost 2 points. When I look at this, this number has got Mikey Keen and that entire Fresno offense in there. Not that the Fresno offense has been very good basically all year. I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball because Mikey Keen is in the portal, and I don't think he's playing from what I gather. Northern Illinois is going to be able to run the ball because Fresno, while they're pretty good at stopping the run, I believe they've got some defensive linemen and some front seven guys that are in the portal as well. They're not going to play, so that's something to pay attention to. Matt Entz, the linebacker coach at USC that was the head coach at North Dakota State, he is going to be the new Fresno head coach. I don't know that he's really built he hadn't really built a lot of rapport with these kids yet. So, and he's not coaching in this game anyway, so it is what it is. Northern Illinois, Thomas Hammack doing his thing. If you really want, like I said, now obviously we're picking based on the line currently, but if you really want to look into something, Fresno is number 28 in first half point margin. Northern Illinois is number 63. Second half point margin, Northern Illinois is number 41, and Fresno is number 105. So you've got a tale of two halves with these two teams. NIU, not great when it comes to the first half, but they are great in the second half, and it's the complete opposite for Fresno. They show up well in the first half and can get absolutely nothing done in the second half. I lean Northern Illinois here, so I will go ahead and take them at minus 3 on this. I don't know who Fresno's going to have left over, and I think the NIU is a little more motivated. I know they're a MAC team. I get it, and they're not as talented as Fresno, but when we're looking at power ratings, number 87 for Fresno, number 88 for NIU. I know that Rudolph is not playing. Trayvon Rudolph, the stud wide receiver. Ethan Hampton, I don't know if he's going to play, but he's missed several games this year anyway. This NIU defense is where it's at. So give me NIU minus 3 on this one. All right, let's go to the Hawaii Bowl. And the San Jose State Spartans take on the USF Bulls, South Florida, if you will. Currently, San Jose State favored by 4.5, and that's because of a bunch of portal guys. Byron Brown still injured. He's been out since like week 5 or week 6, whatever it was. So you start diving into some of these numbers with these two teams. San Jose State, by the way, has the familiarity with where they're playing. They're playing in Hawaii. San Jose State goes there every other year anyway. So something to pay attention to. The thing that USF does best on defense is stop the run. Number 21 in PPA allowed per rush. They're number 10 in rushing success rate allowed. San Jose State doesn't run the ball. I know it's a Kenny Amatalola team, but they run the ball 37% of the time. That's number 132 in the country. They throw the ball almost 63% of their offensive snaps. USF is not great at defending the pass. Number 106 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 93 in QBR allowed. Number 71 in passing success rate allowed. What I'm curious about is the havoc rate for USF, number 19. If they can get to the quarterback, whoever that might be, because that's been a San Jose State thing this year. San Jose State, while all their passing numbers are great, they're number 106 in havoc allowed. That's not good. They're number 98 in interceptions thrown per pass. They are number 134 in fumbles lost per rush. It's not good on that side. Now, as far as the San Jose State defense, they're number 62 in defensive success rate. They're really good against the pass. And USF, they throw it 51.5% of the time, even though they're not good at it. That's what they do the most. They're number 114 in PPA per pass. I think they're still going to try and run it quite a bit. But if they do, San Jose State's defense is pretty good at stopping that. So I know that this number is out there now. It's 4.5. I don't have a single number. You know, USF played a lot better towards the end of the year, but I think they've got a bunch of portal guys, et cetera. I'm going to go with the team that's been down there that knows how to conduct themselves. I think USF might just look at this as a vacation. So I'll take San Jose State minus the 4.5 on that one. All right, the Sports Bowl. Toledo going up against Pitt. And this is the game above Sports Bowl, whatever that is. It's a new one, but it's the same one that's at Ford Field out in Detroit. Might as well be the Little Caesars Bowl or whatever it is. But Little Caesars got the NFL now. They don't need a low-level bowl game, whatever. So Pitt and Toledo, currently Pitt is favored by 7.5, and Pitt was just atrocious down the stretch. Cade Bell came in, the offensive coordinator, and he, you know, from Western Carolina, he changed things up. Their pace of play is just outrageous. They're number 45 in offensive plays per game, but they are number 128 in defensive plays allowed per game. They go fast, really, really fast. And if it's not clicking, that means a lot of three and outs for your offense. So that's not good. Not good. Pitt, really good at defending the run. They do have several defensive linemen that are going to be out in this one. In Toledo, and so my numbers have Pitt favored by 2 in this. Toledo is going to have several guys opting out. I don't think it's nearly as many as Pitt has opting out. My spread based on the last 4 weeks has actually got Pitt favored by 10. Toledo lost to Akron the last week of the year. That's not good. But I will tell you, as much crap as I've talked about Jason Candle on this show in the past, for not being able to show up in big spots when they are favored, they're really good when they're underdogs. Toledo always seems to show up when they're a dog. And Vince Karras is the defensive coordinator. Right there, Vince Karras. I expect this defense to come out swinging. And, I mean, you see the numbers here. Number 29 in PPA allowed per pass. Number 52 in PPA allowed per rush. I don't know who all Pitt is going to have actually play. 7.5 feels like too much for me. I'll take Toledo plus the 7.5. I think they're going to keep this one relatively close. And, maybe give the MAC something to cheer about, right? All right. Next up, the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Oh, boy. Kansas State and Rutgers in this one. And currently, Kansas State favored by 6.5. The number has come down. There is a plus 7 out there if you like the Rutgers side. Let's talk about this. Rutgers, a Big Ten team, has the number 72 current strength of schedule. That is crazy to me that one of the P2 leagues has somebody that has a strength of schedule that weak. The Rutgers offense, when they get put in third and long or second and long or whatever, the offense seems to do okay. Number 54 in PPA per passing down. They're number 53 in success rate. They are not in passing situations very often, and Kansas State doesn't have to defend that very often. They're number 8 in, or sorry, they do have to defend it more than most people. They're number 2 in pass down rate. They are number 8 in standard down PPA, so Rutgers is going to be behind the chains a lot, I think. Number 7 in standard down success rate allowed is Kansas State's defense. Kansas State on offense, if Rutgers cannot stop the run, which they are number 122 in PPA allowed per rush, number 117 in rushing success rate allowed, number 105 in yards allowed per rush, Kansas State number 14 in PPA per rush, even if DJ Gittens, the starting running back, is out, and he's run for like 4 times as many carries as the backup running back, Dylan Edwards is the backup. If they are able to run the ball the way that they want to, this is not going to be an issue whatsoever. Kansas State will be able to run all over this team, and I know they've got some guys that are sitting out, but man, I still think they're going to be able to run the ball with Avery Johnson, with Dylan Edwards. I think they're going to be just fine. And if that's the case, it won't be an issue. So I think that's what's going to happen here. I like the Kansas State defense. They did not play well towards the end of the year, but they were still in tight games, right? So long as they don't turn the ball over a bunch, which Rutgers, turnover margin, number 108 in takeaways per game. Now, Rutgers doesn't turn the ball over, but they also don't generate turnovers. If that's the case, again, easy enough for me. Kansas State is going to handle this. I will take them minus the 6.5. All right. Let's talk right quick about compression sleeves. GoSleeves.com/WCE. You can get 15% off the best kinesiology technology on the market. If you are an old man like me and you have young children that want to be physically active all the freaking time, your joints are going to be hurting. I'm telling you. So do yourself a favor. They got compression sleeves, socks, things for your elbows, sleeves for your elbows, compression shirts, etc. And they got like this cooling gel that helps out as well, kind of seeps into the skin, makes your joints feel better. Do the research. Go and check them out. GoSleeves.com/WCE. That WCE promo code is going to get you 15% off. And I believe they can still ship it and get it to you in time for Christmas. So go ahead and do yourself a favor. GoSleeves.com/WCE. Also, if you want to be a member, you want to support a one-man operation here, bettingcfb.com. That is your best shot to help me out. I'm telling you, $5 a month, $50 for the year. We have a good time over there. Christmas time gets a little bit crazy, but we're going to be doing a lot with that channel. So do me the favor, go to bettingcfb.com and sign up. All right.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
I think we've got 6 more games to discuss, so let's get into it. Navy against Oklahoma in the Armed Forces Bowl. This is not correct. What are we looking for? I'm missing a game. Okay, hold on. Well, this is great radio. But I got to tell you, we're missing... There it is. Okay. The 68 Ventures Bowl. Bowling Green against Arkansas State. Now, let's set our timer because we try and do these under 2 minutes apiece. Arkansas State is a 7-point underdog, or if you like Bowling Green, you can find a 6.5 out there right now. My number right now likes Bowling Green minus 10.5. And hey, look at that. Da-da-da-da-da. We just had somebody else join up for betting CFB. All right, so Bowling Green, I've got them favored by 10.5 here. I've got Bowling Green minus 16.5 based on the last 4 weeks of stats. Arkansas State's numbers, it amazes me that they were able to get to 7-5. Their defense and their offense, defense number 128 in defensive success rate, offense number 99. I don't know how they were able to win as many games as they did. Now, it probably has something to do with the fact that their current strength of schedule is number 99. Bowling Green, number 81 in current strength of schedule. They played Texas A&M close. They played Penn State close. They were down to one last game against Miami of Ohio to go to the MAC championship game. Lost that one, is what it is. But still, it looks like all of their starters are going to play. Harold Fannin Jr., they got dudes everywhere. But Connor Bay's lacking that offense. They're number 54 in QBR. Arkansas State, number 107 in QBR allowed. And even if they don't throw the ball, they can still run it. Number 29 in rushing explosiveness. Arkansas State is number 87 in rushing explosive allowed. Offensive line yards, number 64 for Bowling Green. Arkansas State's number 131. I mean, it's just not good. So this offense for Bowling Green is legit. On the other side, I don't know what Arkansas State is going to do to be able to move the ball. I guess Jalen Rayner, the quarterback, can run the ball some. I think their offensive line is okay. But they're number 82 in PPA per rush. And, you know, Bowling Green number 93 in PPA allowed per rush. I do think that when it all comes down to it, the fact that this thing is down to 6.5, I think Bowling Green is going to handle this thing. Arkansas State, they find ways to win games. And I just don't fully get it. But Bowling Green, like, I am high on the MAC this year. I might need to rethink this. But yeah, I will pass on Arkansas State here. Give me Bowling Green minus the 6.5. Now, the Armed Forces Bowl, Navy and Oklahoma. This is the one that I was talking about earlier. All right, right now, this thing is all over the place as far as the line. Navy is an 8.5-point underdog some places, 7.5 in some places. The one thing you don't want to do is play against a service academy in a bowl game. I mean, this one's on December 27th. This is a terrible spot for Oklahoma. Jackson Arnold is gone. It's going to be Michael Hawkins, Jr., the quarterback there. The new offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, is going to have nothing to do with the game plan, right? So this is just whatever Oklahoma was, this is what they're going to do. And their defense, really good at stopping the run. And you've had plenty of time for Brent Venables to dissect this Navy offense. But here's the problem. It comes down to motivation. And we saw Navy really show up after they'd had plenty of time to heal up and whatnot. They're healthy now. They're not banged up anymore. Oklahoma, I do think, is closer to, you know, Notre Dame than they are to some of the other teams on Navy's schedule. But Horvath, et cetera, in the Armed Forces Bowl, you see this Navy offense, number 21 in PPA per drive on offense. They're number 12 in PPA per pass. Now, they obviously don't throw the ball very often, only 27.8% or 27.55% of the time. They're explosive throwing the ball. That's the weakness of this Oklahoma defense. Oklahoma is pretty good at stopping the run, but they got some dudes in the portal, just like every other team out there. It's going to be interesting to see exactly how motivated they are for this game. Is Oklahoma going to be able to score? I know the Navy's not great, but Oklahoma hadn't been able to score on anybody. this year. So I'm curious. I think that the talent differential is, you know, Oklahoma is number 8 in 247 talent composite. But that includes all the guys that are in the portal as well. I think I'm going to have to take Navy. Never bet against the service academy in a bowl game. Motivation, etc. How much does Oklahoma want to be here? Because if you don't really care about being here, playing against that triple option is just a death sentence. So it's not saying the Navy is going to win the game, but I think it could be really close. I'll take Navy plus 8.5 on that one. The Birmingham Bowl. Vanderbilt and Georgia Tech. Currently Georgia Tech favored by 2.5. And I would have loved to have bet on either one of these teams. Either one, if they had been playing anybody else in a bowl game. Instead, they're playing each other. Smart kid school versus smart kid school. Power rating wise, I've got them really, really close. Number 48 for Georgia Tech, number 51 for Vanderbilt. Strength of schedule, both of them have played top 15 strengths of schedule. Georgia Tech, number 33 in strength of record. Vandy, number 40. Who's going to travel? Who's got the most fans? Like, Nashville's, what, 2.5 hours from Birmingham? Atlanta is 2.5 hours from Birmingham. I mean, this is a pretty close spot for both of for fans of both of these teams. Vanderbilt, number 1 in special teams efficiency. They're number 26 in turnover margin. They don't turn the ball over hardly ever. They're better at generating turnovers as well. Penalties per game, it's pretty much a wash. Penalty yardage is pretty wild. That's a pretty sizable difference, like 14 yards per game difference. When I look at this, Georgia Tech, I've got them favored by 1.5. I've got Georgia Tech favored by 8 based on spread or stats from the last 4 weeks, and that includes a game against or a win against Miami and a, 8 overtime game against Georgia for Georgia Tech. Vanderbilt, as a dog, typically has done pretty well this year. They didn't do as well against Tennessee at the end of the year. They were pretty banged up. At this point, you're going to have like a month between games. Vanderbilt, I think, is going to be fired up for this one. Georgia Tech, I assume, from everything I've heard, really would have liked a different bowl game. but who knows at that point. I will take Vanderbilt in this one. I think that the intangibles are bigger on the Vandy side. Don't know what's up with Haynes King. I'm sure he's going to play, but he's been banged up. He should be healthy as well. Both of these teams were pretty banged up at the end of the year. I'm going to take Vandy plus the 2.5. I know that Georgia Tech hung in there with Georgia, but Vandy, team that a lot of people seem to overlook for whatever reason, I'll go with the Commodores. All right, three more. The Liberty Bowl, Arkansas and Texas Tech, and this is just the war of attrition on this one. Arkansas they've only got 6 healthy offensive linemen. I mean, what do you even want to do in that spot? I mean, it's just, this is a terrible, terrible spot for Arkansas. But it's also terrible for Texas Tech because they're going to be playing a backup freshman quarterback that hadn't had a lot of run this year. Baron Morton is out for the bowl game because he's having season-ending surgery. And at that point, you know, what do you even do? Right now, Arkansas favored by 1, or you can get a Texas Tech plus 1.5 out there. Again, lines are volatile, is what it is. This thing opened as Arkansas favored by 2.5. It got all the way out to Texas Tech minus 3. Now it's all the way back over to Arkansas being favored. Who's got the depth? Like, none of these numbers even matter. Arkansas, I think some of their offensive weapons are going to be sitting this one out. Who cares the most? I think Arkansas, current strength of schedule, is number 17, Texas Tech number 73. This thing has bounced around quite a bit. Texas Tech does like to show up in these bowl games. They have won a Liberty Bowl in the past against Mississippi State, I think it was. Arkansas, for whatever reason, likes to show out when they get to Memphis. I kind of expect them to do the same thing here. Bobby Petrino is still going to be calling plays. They're setting up for next year. Sam Pittman is still going to be there. Joey McGuire is doing the same thing. Zach Kittley, the offensive coordinator for Texas Tech, is gone. So you've got an interim offensive coordinator here. That's going to be interesting. Texas Tech is number 4 in points per scoring opportunity, but Arkansas's defense is number 28. This Arkansas defense is pretty legit. They're number 55 in defensive success rate allowed, but they're number 20 in rushing success allowed. And Taj Brooks is really what this offense is going to lean on, I think, if he even plays. Yeah, give me Arkansas. Like, who knows at this point what to expect from either one of these teams? But even with all the opt-outs and everything else, I'll take Arkansas to cover. Because really all they got to do is win the game. Arkansas minus one. Two more to go. The Holiday Bowl. San Diego, Washington State against Syracuse. And right now, this thing jumped up a lot today. Syracuse by 10.5, or you can find an 11 out there if you like Washington State. My numbers have Washington State by 0.1 points. My spread based on the last 4 weeks has Washington State minus 13. Make it make sense. Anybody, make it make sense. Washington State's offense is awesome. They have been all year. But their quarterback, John Mateer, has entered the transfer portal. I don't think he's going to play in this game. He will be playing elsewhere next year. The offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle, is gone. So all of these numbers really don't matter. If you don't have the quarterback or the offensive coordinator, is what it is. Syracuse, however, while their defense is, just bad, the defense is not good, their offense is really good at throwing the ball. Kyle McCord leads the country in passing yards this year. They got the win over Miami at the end of the season, and that capped off a 9-3 season for Syracuse. That does not happen very often for the Orange. It just doesn't. Scoring opportunities per game, number 10. So they have 7 drives on average per game that get inside the opponent 40-yard line. Points per scoring opportunity. Can they finish drives? They're number 48. 4.1 points per scoring opportunity. And Washington State's defense is number 94. Washington State could not stop a nosebleed at the end of the season. I don't expect them to stop Syracuse here. However, this thing has ballooned up so high. And I know that Jake Dickert, the head coach at Washington State, he cares. I know that he cares. But I do think that there's just too much attrition here for them to even be competitive. I think this thing is going to get closer to 14 by the time that everything kicks off. Give me Syracuse minus the 10.5. I'll take the favorite on this one. I don't know how Washington State competes here. And, they were double-digit favorites in all 3 of their games heading down the stretch, lost every one of them outright. So, and that was with Mateer and Arbuckle. Now you don't have either one. That's the best part of your team. Last game of the day. USC. Taking on Texas A&M in the Las Vegas Bowl. And right now, Texas A&M is favored by 3.5. Miller Moss, the now backup quarterback, is gone in this one. He is headed to Louisville. So it's going to be Jaden Maeva at quarterback. Zachariah Branch, I think, is potentially going to opt out. There's multiple guys opting out for USC. And honestly, there's multiple guys opting out for Texas A&M. But I don't think it's a bunch of, well, in the backup quarterback for A&M, Connor Wigman, he's also gone. He's going to Houston. So, Marcel Reed is still going to play. Texas A&M, I've got them favored by 4 here. Spread based on the last 4 weeks of stats, I've got A&M by 12.5. I look at this, and this A&M defense, I think, can hang with what is left of the talent for USC. They've got multiple guys that are headed to the NFL, multiple guys that are headed to other programs. A&M, number 10 in special teams efficiency. USC is number 56. Turnover margin. A&M is better, number 44, compared to USC is number 79. Penalties per game is where it gets a little bit tricky, except when you start looking at penalty yardage per game, you're looking at like 15 yards per game, 16. It's not a huge difference, but it's, it's something. A&M, I think, is incredibly, they are incredibly aggressive on defense. I'll say that. Mike Elko knows how to defend a Lincoln Riley offense. Yeah, I think when you break this down, A&M is number 12 in 5 factors plus talent rank. USC is number 38. This A&M team is good. They're just good. And I know that USC had a bunch of talent and whatnot, number 15 compared to A&M, number 7. But A&M, I think, has more left over. A&M, I had number 15 in my power ratings. USC, number 31. I think that A&M should be significantly better in this game. I will take them to cover 3.5 on that. All right, let's recap it. Right now, we've got Memphis -4.5, James Madison -6.5, UNLV +1.5, Georgia Southern -5.5, Ohio -3, Tulane +14, UTSA -8.5, Northern Illinois -3, San Jose State -4.5, Toledo +7.5, Kansas State -6.5, Bowling Green -6.5, Navy +8.5, Vandy +2.5, Arkansas -1, Syracuse -10.5, Texas A&M -3.5. We got 21 games to go after this. If you missed the CFP stuff, that was last week. So the first round games, I've already talked about those. Don't forget about the BetUS College Football Show. We're going to go way more in depth on these games on that show. So click the link in the description. Make sure that you are subscribed over there. Don't forget bettingcfb.com. Don't forget ghostleaves.com/WCE. Don't forget Ticket Smarter. Use the promo codes WCE10 and WCE20. With that said, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football and hopefully all of your tickets cash this week. Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and follow me on Twitter at GaryWCE. If you want to toss in a question, you can email me Gary@winningcureseverything.com. Make sure and hit that subscribe button, and we'll see you next time.
Excited for the football season? Then don't miss your boost pack courtesy of BetMGM. Log into your BetMGM account today to receive your pro football boost pack. Then, apply the token from the pack to any qualifying pro football wagers, and you'll gain extra winnings and more. It's always fun to cheer for your favorite team and celebrate the game-winning drive. And now you can do that while getting in on the action with BetMGM. Make your bets and play along with the full slate of games like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions, live betting options, original bets, and so much more. Log in or sign up today to get your pro football boost pack. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for full terms. 21 plus only. Must be 21 or older to wager. Ohio only. Existing customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards vary. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.